see if I skim down on my text here. Brenda saying, Frank, have you ever noticed how our politicians desert us at times of crisis? You know, far be it from me to comment, but when you think about it, have our politicians deserted us at a time of crisis? Brenda, it's a point I'll actually put to the principal of St. Ronan's School in St. Ronan's Primary School in Newry, Mr. Kevin Donaghy. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
As someone who's holding the purse strings for a large Newry primary school, do you feel the politicians have deserted you?
Well, at the end of the day, it is the politicians and our local politicians and the executive that are supposed to be making the decisions re the budget for Northern Ireland. And by their failure to actually get together and form an executive, you know, they are the people who have reneged on the promises that they made.
So one of those promises would have been, of course, to provide a significant budget for the education of our children. Northern Ireland's Secretary of State, well, he's taken the reins. He's published indicative figures for a budget that he'll impose to the Stormont parties. Obviously, they're not reaching a deal in the... He'll impose this budget and these cuts if the deal isn't reached. The deal doesn't look like as if it will be reached. And it's a 3% increase in cash for health, but 2.5% cut for education. Now, people say 2.5% cut, that can't be that much. How does that impact on a school like yours? Describe your school to me and how that would impact.
Well, we are an oversubscribed school here in Newry. And currently, what happened with the old budget that was announced by the department a couple of weeks ago, our budget remained flat, even though we were admitting more pupils. And for us, that has represented a cut over the last 2 years of about £76,000. For my school, where there is a pupil-teacher ratio of 29 pupils per teacher, within 3 years, it is expected that we will be in deficit by 100,000. Now, there is nowhere left for us to cut to save £100,000. And that is the impact that it's actually going to have. As a school our size, we are just not going to be able to stay within the spending limits as set by the Education Authority.
And can you go beyond those spending limits, or do you have to get rid of, say, temporary teachers or assistant teachers or whatever?
The problem is we have 14 classes, we have 14 teachers plus myself, so there's nobody who we can get rid of. Now, the impact will be probably maybe in smaller schools, whereby they have a lower pupil-teacher ratio. They may have to make people redundant. Currently, within my own school, we have about 60 hours of school-based classroom assistant support that we have to make redundant. And I would like to just highlight, the Education Minister, our previous one, Peter Weir, when he spoke to the Education Committee around Christmas time, had told the Education Committee that schools required an additional £80 million per year just to stay still in the 16-17 year bracket. Now, a £50 million cut is a very significant cut for schools and education.
Are we getting closer to closing some of those small schools, the ones that sound like as if they're a drain, almost a luxury in an area?
But the problem is, you see, small schools, like I was the principal of a small rural school before I moved here to St. Ronan's, and a small primary school is the heart of a rural community. It's what holds a community together. So, you know, we have to look at this and to see how important our rural communities are. Once you close a small primary school, you really lose the heart of a community. So I think it's unfair to turn around and say that they are a drain on the educational budget. They play a very, very important part in the life of schools, in the life of our children, and in the life of communities.
I can understand that argument. If there's only one school in a very rural, isolated area, yes, there's an argument for that. If, however, there are two small primary schools of different denominations in the general village and that surrounding area that might be quite rural, you do get a sense that it is money wasted.
Well, what I have to say to you is, if you look at England, they celebrate diversity. And I know that we have had a number of educationalists who have come on to our local radio stations and have talked about the number of different types of schools that we actually have here in Northern Ireland. Well, if you look at England, they actually have more types of schools than we do here in Northern Ireland. And it is something that the Tory government is actually promoting, is diversity. And you can see that by them talking about opening free schools and now grammar schools. You know, so diversity has to be celebrated and people do have to have a choice. And I think it's unfair to limit people's choices in the type of school that they want to send their children to.
So in the meantime, getting back to your school, if you're going to build up a 100 grand deficit, how do you avoid it, or what's your next step?
There is nothing we can do. We will just have to breach the spending limits and see what EA do and the Department of Education do, because there is no way that we can make the savings unless more money comes into the system.
It must be very depressing in the short term. You'd be hoping that an executive would be formed, but in the short term, it must be darn difficult for someone who's responsible for giving every child the education that their parents expect.
Well, within our own school, we want every child to reach their full potential. And children do have difficulties, and children do have barriers to learning. And that was part of John O'Dowd's time, whenever he was Education Minister, looking at underachievement and how to remove barriers to learning. These educational cuts will impact on the programmes that will help children who have those barriers to learning. So really it is up to all the political parties to get together to sort out the difficulties and not to hold our children's futures to ransom over the issues that they're discussing and can't reach an agreement on.
And you feel they are, that the children, you really do feel that the education of our children been held to ransom by squabbling politicians?
It is very much so. Like, if you look who are the people who are suffering, it is our children. You know, it is their education. At the end of the day, we are preparing them to enter into society, to try and make Northern Ireland a very prosperous country in which to live. If they are not going to get a high standard of education, how are we going to reach those expectations?
Kevin, I appreciate you coming on, and thanks for describing it from the perspective of a head teacher. Thanks for your time this morning.
Cheers, thank you. Bye.
Kevin Donoghue, who's the principal of St Ronan's Primary School.